of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart. The List. Press this button.
Vive la France.
That's good. Okay. When last we met, you managed to make your meeting with Mr. Driscoll, the reporter. There was an incident, however, during that meeting, and three people ended up dying. Mr. Driscoll, and Mr. Miller, and Mr. Boone, of course.
No, Ford and the police.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And the police officer. So that's four. Yes. Excellent. Four killed off four people all at once. You did end up finding Mr. Driscoll's Zeppelin ticket, so hopefully that was all, you know, that little tiny piece of paper was worth the deaths of four people. Dr. Barker made a couple batches of the powder of questionable veracity. Haven't had a chance to use it yet. Professor Cromworth introduced some of his old students, the LaRue brothers. And Dr. Barker managed to get you invitations to a book launch that will be attended by Miss Amanda Freeman Danby. I don't know if we actually discussed who the author is at the book launch, but the author is one Jaden Harris, who is publishing a book of his safari adventures. And that pretty much took us through Saturday. You were all, except for the LaRue brothers, pretty tired from the long night breaking into the offices and then the busy day. So we'll assume you got a good night's sleep. I've woken Sunday the 7th of, I forgot to put the month in here, July.
Jim, just a quick question.
Yes.
How often can we roll our ticks?
Just once.
Okay. No, I mean, like, during the session when, you know, you said overnight one time.
One time.
Okay, that was that one time. Okay, cool. Not a problem.
Yep.
Overall, which is not a problem if you have multiple characters. if you live long enough to make ticks to roll.
Yes.
So you have to roll your ticks early because that's not survive otherwise.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Yeah. What is the name of the other LaRue brother?
Joseph.
Yeah, that's right.
And he is the other brother, definitely.
Yes, my younger brother, he is, how you say, free spirit.
So, it is the 7th of July, Sunday morning. You're in the hotel, have breakfasted, rested, and ready to face the dangers of a London book launch.
Well, I think the doctor's definitely going to go and get his shotgun.
I think
last time we literally went for a walk in the park. I mean, come on.
Doctor, I don't think any trees are going to attack you at a book launch.
What do you mean? Aren't books made of trees?
Books are dangerous.
You never know, Professor, where they come from.
Oh, you should see some of the books I've read.
Actually, Jared would probably try and go get one of these books so we could brush up on it ahead of time and read it.
Well, you would be welcome to if it had been released yet, but that's
kind of the
point of a book launch.
Meh.
Joseph, on the other hand, will buy a safari hat.
Has this author released any other books before?
Has he? No, this is his first. This is his first book. He is Mr. Harris is something of a socialite, though. That's why he's getting all this attention.
Ah, okay.
And he is well known for his quote unquote hunting.
Mm. Okay. Is his family in the Who's Who?
Yes.
Okay. So quite a rich family.
Okay.
Sounds like he has a ticket.
Yes, let's kill him.
Yeah, I think that's Krieg's code for get this guy.
I don't think his name was on the list.
No, not that we're aware of. No.
Well, that's what I was wondering, is if there's anybody on the list that we haven't figured out yet.
No, the only person we hadn't known up to last session was that protector person, and we found out that he was the bodyguard of Freeman Danby.
Do we know who's the carrier? We don't know who the carrier is.
No, we don't know who the carrier is.
Yeah,
but he's already...
The carrier's gone, so...
Yeah.
But if we can find out his name, e.g. actually capture one alive so that we can talk to them and find out who the carrier is so that when we go to New York, we can find the carrier. That would be good.
It seems like Danby would know, because she's the one that's been pointed out as like the most, I don't know, I guess friendly with them.
Yeah, and she's got a protector, which is interesting.
I get the impression that all of these people, possibly with the exception of the one we killed up in, is it Newcastle or York? I just get the impression everyone else is a bit, they're the level below, so they're not really privy to what's going on. But
she might be, not be.
And also, every time we catch them and we remove these things from their heads, they don't know anything useful.
Yes, so we have to question them before we remove the things from their head.
I just don't think that would work. I think there would be some... Ugh. Have we ever tried that? Let's think.
Yeah, we tried. We tried once.
Tried to interrogate them?
Yeah, not interrogated per se, but we asked them a few questions, no torture or anything, and we didn't get a response. I believe it was the first guy that we took the Shang out of him.
But he was only fairly newly, because
the old guy.
The old guy, we met him, and then we came left, and then we came back, and he had been taken over by the Shan.
So how would you threaten the Shan, though, while it's in the head of the... I mean...
You threaten to cast the ritual and then kill it, I suppose.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I think the fact that there's this list that has these names on, and the only one that doesn't have a name... is the carrier. I just get the impression that if anyone knew his name, it would be on this list.
I think if we can get invited to her party at her house, and that way we can check out her place to see whether or not she's
right.
Got any more information at her place.
Well, also, ultimately, if we don't figure out who the carrier is, at least we can get the tickets to get to the flight. Because even if the carrier makes it onto the flight, it said the device had to complete the circumnavigation in 28 days. So we could still stop him, even if we don't know who he is, because we know where he's going to go, him or her. They're going to go to the Zeppelin.
It's a Zeppelin, isn't it? Yeah. So it's hydrogen fuel.
It's going to be exciting. So this Eric Todd, the protector,
that's the bodyguard.
Is it the bodyguard, or is the bodyguard somebody else?
No, that's the bodyguard.
It's the bodyguard. We found out his name was Eric Todd last time.
Oh, okay.
She had a bodyguard. Correct, Jim? Right?
That is correct, yes.
I'm not just crazy?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
And not for that reason?
Yes.
Okay, good. So,
by the way, how's everybody feeling health-wise?
Feeling just fine, Professor.
Mr. Krieg?
I think I patched everyone up.
At the end of last session.
Ah, okay.
I don't think I was hurt.
I think only people who got hurt were the people who got killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So, Sebastian Wright, did we already...
Yeah, Sebastian Wright was the businessman up in York, who you killed on the boat.
On the boat, okay.
On his
with,
boat.
With Kerrigan.
On his boat, yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, so Sebastian Wright, John Kerrigan.
Dead.
Edward Driscoll, Roland Timmon. Okay.
They're all dead.
Dead.
Amanda
dead.
Freeman, Danby, and Eric
Todd. Amanda and Eric Todd, huh?
And they're both going to be at this party.
At this party.
We don't necessarily need to kill them, but... Well, actually, I guess...
No.
If we steal their tickets and they're still around, what if they turn up? Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We need to at least expel the Shan. Oh, first of all, we need to get to their house. Get to their house, because I'd say the ticket's probably hidden in the house.
No, we think that every time, and mostly... Most of them have been on the people's persons.
Yeah, it's so precious to have it somewhere, with the exception of the one that was on the safe box.
Safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think in every case that they've had it on their own person, it's actually been quite easy to break into their residence.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Fair point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where she's going to probably be a lot more difficult to break in.
Yeah, it's going to be guarded. There are going to be lots of servants and staff.
Her house is in a secluded area. There's lots of trees around it. Remember,
I looked
this up. It's in a secluded area, so it's away from everything. Lots of trees, tree monsters.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give everyone here 5 doses of powder.
Excellent.
No, sorry, 6, actually. 6.
And now, are these 3 from the first batch and 3 from the second batch? Because we don't know how... Okay.
I'll do that. I'll mark them. They'll be in, red and blue packets.
we haven't tried fire against the trees. Unfortunately, we haven't been prepared before, but... Maybe we can take with us some sort of Molotovs.
Everyone just
be ready.
Everyone just carry a bottle of grain alcohol and a lighter.
So I think our next protocol is definitely the book launch and try and get some invites. If we can get some invites for at least the more respectable members of our party, I look around at Joseph in particular. Then. That will make our job easier. Maybe we can get other people into the party on some other pretense.
So they might
need to hire extra help for the.
We discussed about
outside caterers.
Well, having the professor and myself going as staff for the party,
and you three getting invites because you three, the doctor, and. The Leroux brothers are not known as of yet to the Yum Shan.
Jim, I want to try something.
Yes.
I want to call up some catering companies. And what I'd do is probably start with the fanciest catering company that serves the area where... Amanda Freeman Danby lives.
Yep.
If I can work that out.
In Hampshire. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'd like to get in contact with them somehow. First of all, I want to see if I can find out that information somehow.
You can find that information, yes.
Okay.
That's probably not going to be too difficult.
Okay. Then what I would do is I would call them up. If they have a telephone.
They do have a telephone. However, it just rings through.
Okay.
As you call, the telephone rings. There is no answer.
It is Sunday.
And then you realize it is Sunday morning.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, I think let's go to this book launch. But when is the party, by the way? Do we have the date?
The following day, I thought.
No, it's tonight.
Oh, tonight.
It's this evening.
Yep.
Ah. Oh, I did. Okay. I thought we'd have some more time. That's going to be awkward then.
We will have to be quite charming, Doctor.
Let's go and buy. When's the book launch?
Later this morning.
Later this morning. Let's go by...
midday. Noon.
Yeah. Oh, damn, it's Sunday as well. That's really annoying.
Do the brothers have any weapons? Any guns?
No. I am a lawyer. I use my words to defend myself.
We're going to have to get them at least pistols.
Yeah, actually, he has a knife. A small knife. But no, he doesn't have a firearm.
We need to get hold of some uniforms somehow. I said, well, could we just... I suppose we could always resort to old habits and just knock out a few people that are around the sort of servants' entrance and...
We could, but aren't we going in as...
I'm not thinking us, I'm thinking the others. Yeah, get them a heavy club each or something. And
Just need a dinner jacket, no? I mean...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm sure the Danbys have some sort of special uniform that they're going to have the catering people wear to match the occasion.
No doubt there will be you know, things coming and going, so it might be...
Might be easier more towards the... like a couple hours before the party. When they're probably setting up people coming in and out.
Could possibly even just bribe some.
Yeah.
And just say...
After the book launch?
Yes,
bribing I can do. I do have the funds.
Okay. Well, that's a good backup plan. Just offer some...
Oh, yes. Jim, here, I have to send you my updated character sheet since I didn't have any English before.
Oops. Oh, I just assumed I was speaking French to you. I mean, I've got a full 21%, so...
Is Danby Freeman married?
I doubt it.
No, I believe she's a trollop, right?
Famously not, yes.
Okay.
She enjoys the company of men. Would be
very much so.
I guess the kind way to say it.
How old is she?
She is in her 20s.
Okay.
We have a picture from
her. She is 27.
Oh. As your eyes, it's perfect.
Yes, quite. She is just the right age for me.
And you would say that, you know, if you were to rank, you know, if you were to rank women according to some score, their appearance anyway, she would be at the very top of that scale.
Magnifique.
3 sixes, as we say.
The devil's
to use the common French term.
Yes. Le précis.
Précis.
Okay. Well,
shall we?
I think we shall. So you're basically that is a Giro is going to try and put on the charm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to try and lay on the charm to Miss Denby.
You have 18 appearance as well, don't you?
Yes, 18 app. Okay. 18's a huge guy.
Wow.
There will be fireworks.
And rich. And a lawyer.
But French, so...
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on.
Can't have everything.
Well, yeah, 4 in column A, 1 in column B, even though that 1 is almost equivalent to 4.
So is everyone going to the book launch, or is there a...
Well, I think... The people who are going to try and sneak in as
servants shouldn't.
Right.
Because you don't want them being noticed again.
I'm going to stay out in the car.
Wait, we're pretty sure, aren't we, that they know who at least Cregan Cromworth are.
Yes.
They shouldn't yet know who I am. and they shouldn't know the LaRue brothers. So, so maybe if just Gerald and myself go.
The three of you go.
Well, no, I'm thinking not the other LaRue brother, because is he going to try and sneak in?
I thought you had enough tickets for the three of you to go in.
Well, you have enough tickets for all of you to go if you wanted.
It's not a question of tickets, it's a question of...
You're saying that if Joseph is going to sneak into the house, he shouldn't be at the book launch?
Yes.
Okay, that's true.
You don't want someone like saying, hey, you were at the book launch. Oh, and you're serving me food right now. That's interesting.
Yeah, okay. If he's going to sneak in with us, then yeah, no, he shouldn't be at the book launch. It should just be the two of you.
Unless anyone has any particular objections and desperately wants to go.
Sounds boring.
No, it's the plan.
Yes, yeah. The doctor and I can take care of the boring social interactions.
You guys could actually take the car and go and sort of scope out the
place
and maybe just see if you can bribe. They'd probably be setting up now, I would imagine, if it's going to be a really fancy party.
And also we can get some weapons for the Leroy brothers.
Yeah, can you pick me up a shotgun and a handgun, please?
I thought you already got a shotgun.
I think you're confusing me with my uncle.
No, actually, I'm pretty sure you did go out and buy a shotgun last time.
Yeah,
did
I? Okay.
Yeah.
After everything that had happened.
I go and buy a shotgun.
Yeah, okay then. Well, I have a shotgun. I also want want something a bit more concealable.
Okay, so we'll get pistols for the Leroy brothers and a pistol for you.
Okay.
38?
Sounds good.
Whatever you think, Professor, I trust your judgment.
Oh, the English are so violent.
I know.
I'm American.
Ah, that explains it.
Even more so, yes.
By association.
Okay, so...
If you speak a violent language, you are violent.
So are the three of you just going weapon shopping, or are you going to go up to the Freeman Danby estate as well?
Yes, we're going to scope out the estate as well.
Okay. Fair deal.
And see if we can bribe our way into the crew.
Okay. Well, we will split the party. We'll start with your group. You go weapon shopping, it's not a problem. you start driving towards Winchester.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Elder LaRue and Dr. Barker are the ones going to the book launch, correct? Okay.
I'm not going to call myself Dr. Barker because they know the other Barker's name.
Oh, I don't recognize you. Who are you? Dr. Barker? Hey, wait a sec.
Yes. Unless, of course, either Professor Cromworth or Mr. Krieg have told them. I mean, how well do you really know those guys after all? I mean,
yeah, they did just turn up one day and say my uncle was dead. I'll have to shoot them just to shoot them.
I have known the professor for many years. I cannot say anything about this Krieg fellow, though.
Yes, foreigners. I mean, yes.
So you arrive to the book launch, which is somewhere in central London, somewhere rather fancy. You can see that it is quite an event. There are a number of people there. They're all of the upper class. There are people walking in. You show your tickets or you give your names, and they let you in. That's not a problem. You can see big signs advertising. Mr. Jaden Harris in his unnamed book of safari adventures. And they tell you as you're walking in that Mr. Harris will be giving his presentation in about 10 minutes.
Can we see Denby?
Spot hidden rolls.
Spot hidden. She's behind a potted plant.
Ah, that's a success with a 53.
Failure.
Not that she's particularly hidden, but it is particularly crowded with lots of... There are a number of attractive, well-dressed people, men and women. You do, however, spot Miss Freeman Danby. You can see her, you know, kind of working the room, you know, smiling, laughing, chatting with people, not spending more than, you know, half a minute on any one person, just, you know, chatting, moving on, you know, really working the room hard.
Okay.
You do see, you can see moving with her, and it's quite obvious, someone who would appear to be her bodyguard, because he is a very large fellow, and he's wearing, you know, he's dressed nice, he's dressed to blend in, but he has kind of a stern look about him. He's not talking to anyone, he's just following right on the heels of Miss Freeman Danby. But you can tell he is a very large, and you can see under his jacket is, you know, cut a bit too tight. He's a very strong fellow as well, so you kind of get the idea that that would definitely be her bodyguard.
Okay. Doctor, I see her over there. I have a plan.
I can't... What? Oh, yes, I see. And your plan is...
Well, I'm going to bring her a drink when her current one is empty and say some sweet things to her and try to win her over. But first, we must get a book signed.
Okay. Well,
I would say we should go buy, you know, go over and buy two of the books.
Buy a book, yeah.
Two of the...
The author's not there yet, is that what you said?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay. Then, I'll just buy two books so that we're ready. And then, is there like an open bar or something around there, Jim? I'm sure they have drinks or something.
There is.
I will go over and get a drink and a water, and wait for Miss Danby's current drink to be empty, or if she does not have one, I will make my way over to her.
Luck roll.
61's a fail.
Pass for me.
She has a drink in her hand. It looks like she's not really, you know, she's not paying a whole lot of attention to it, though. You know, as she's working the room, you know, you can see, you know, so say you've been watching her for, you know, 5 minutes. She's taking like one little tiny sip from it.
Say, doctor.
You get the feeling it's more of an accessory than she's actually, you know, cares about drinking.
Doctor, this is your cue. Maybe a little trip and bump into her?
You want me to trip her up?
Maybe spill her drink so I can come be the hero?
Okay. Well, in that case, I will... go over to Miss Danby and I will say something along the lines of, Miss Danby, oh, I'm such a fan. Oh, and be all exuberant and overenthusiastic and then accidentally trip over my shoelaces or something.
Okay. She kind of recoils at your exuberance. She's not really, you know, she's, what, who? And let's see, your dex is...
Nine.
Dr. Barker. Nine. Oh, I had you at 11. Oh, 11 was the major.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to put that down here then. Okay.
Character.
What? You go to make your trip, and make a roll, please.
Of what? Just a roll?
Just make a percentile dice roll, yes.
99.
Wow. Before you can even think about tripping, the large gentleman behind her steps around and puts himself between you and her, puts his hand on your chest, kind of pushes you away. You're bothering Mrs. Danby. Please step back, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Yes, absolutely. I'll step back. And,
he eyes you as you step back.
I will.
As you're looking at him, he's obviously, you can see the way he's looking at you. You know, not only is he very big and very strong, he's not stupid either.
Mm.
You can see he is definitely taking your measure, one might say.
I will. I will talk about something. If I've been reading about her in the papers, what's her sort of most recent adventure? She'd been off traveling the world, or I will fast talk about that at her. Hello.
Sorry. As you before you even start to get a few words open. A few words out. The bodyguard, pushes you back another step. Says, "Please leave Mrs. Danby alone, or I'll have to escort you out."
Oh. Well. Okay. Sorry to have been a nuisance, and I will step back. I think. Certainly, anyone who comes up to talk to her now is going to be looked on slightly more favorably than me. Yes. Okay. I will go and get a drink and attempt to sulk.
Partial success. I will keep my distance from him.
Okay.
Since he's been marked.
You can see that, you can tell that as this was going on between the doctor and the bodyguard, Miss Danby didn't even break stride. She was still moving, working the room. not paying a bit of attention to what's going on.
Oh, so does that mean that she made a little bit of a distance between her bodyguard and the doctor?
Which is, very quickly made up by the bodyguard, yes.
Okay. Well,
you can see that even while he was dealing with the doctor, he was still, he was keeping himself between the doctor and Miss Danby, but, still giving her a glance every once in a while, checking on her.
Dang, a good bodyguard. Well, I'll wait another minute or two, or a couple minutes, and see if her drink runs out. And then if not, I'll just head on over with the water.
No, her drink, she's... Like I said, it looks like it's more of a...
affectation?
Yes.
For the moment?
Yep.
All right, well, I'll walk over with the drink, and I'll be drinking that for myself now. And then I'll also bring the water along.
Okay.
And I'll walk over and kind of wait politely if she's talking to a group of people and kind of just listen, try and interject myself in the conversation.
Make an app times 5 roll, please.
Okay. That's an ot 8, which is an impale.
Okay. So as she, she finishes up with the current person that she's talking to, she immediately takes, two steps sideways, over. Well, hello, I don't believe we've met before.
Oh, yes, hello.
Miss Amanda Freeman Danby. She offers you her hand.
I'll take her hand and, kiss it, the top of it, politely, and very, very nice to meet you. I'm Gerard Leroux.
Ah, Mr. Leroux, you are Belgian?
No, miss, I am French.
Oh!
Excuse the accent, English is not my native language.
She rattles off something in French.
Oh, she mais says, oui, you speak.
Oh, just a little bit, just a little.
That is very, very impressive.
She's actually, you can tell from what she said in French that she actually has a very, very good accent. When she says just a little, she's obviously being a little self-deprecating.
you're too modest. Too modest, indeed. How are you... finding the book signing. I can't wait to meet Mr. Eris.
Oh, you've never met Mr. Harris. Oh, he's a wonderful gentleman. Such a good writer. I'm so looking forward to reading his book.
Yes, me too. It sounds very interesting.
Are you interested in hunting?
Oh, you know, hunting. Yes, I have been hunting before. It is quite interesting. Mostly, I'm interested in the other places around the world, which I have never been to. It's, you know, adventure, and that I don't get too much being a lawyer. The most adventure I have is in a courtroom.
Make a psychology roll.
That's a fail with a 73.
Okay. Oh, well, where have you been, Mr. LaRue?
Oh, I have been to the Americas, studied in Harvard Law, and I have been around Europe, but other than that, not much.
Oh, she looks like she's starting to lose interest a little bit, because your travel is not that exciting.
But while I was in America, it was a fun time. Have you spent much time in America?
Oh, I've been to America a few times. I was up in the Yukon once. That was so exciting. Oh, cold, quite though. Very cold, but exciting.
Quite interesting. Well, I have been to Canada, but you know, that is a very interesting, fun place to go.
She'd make another psychology roll.
92.
Well, it was very nice to meet you, Mr. LaRue. I'm having a party at my home this evening. Why don't you come by?
Oh, yes, that would be wonderful. You know, I am just in town visiting a friend or two. It's very nice to meet you. Thank you for extending the invite. Would you mind if I brought one of my friends along? Or would you just like the acquaintance of me?
Make an idea roll.
89. Fail.
As you say that, she kind of steps back and gives you a look. And you suddenly get the idea that that was kind of a dumb thing to ask. Well, it was certainly interesting meeting you, Mr. LaRue. And she turns and, you know, moves on to someone else.
I will make my way back to the bar.
As she turns and steps away, and as you turn to step away, you find a large gentleman standing in front of you, the bodyguard.
So, how large would you say, or about same size as me?
What size are you?
18.
No, he's a little smaller than you. but he does look very strong.
Say, well, hello, sir.
You do realize Miss Freeman Danby is hoping you will not show up at her party now. He kind of looks at you like, oh my God, you are such an idiot.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you for your time, sir. And I just turn around.
And he moves on.
Well, that didn't go so well.
And as you make your way back to the bar to join Dr. Barker, we will join the others who have made their way eventually up to Winchester and up to Hampshire and found the Freeman Danby estate and are looking at a large stone wall with a big heavy iron gate.
How long did it take us to get here, roughly?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Jonathan knows.
where is it?
Hampshire? Winchester? From London?
I have no idea.
It can't have taken too long.
Excellent.
Is it well surrounded, the whole...
yes.
House.
From the road, you can see. You know, you can see it's a large estate, big stone wall. Have you know, the the road goes by a fairly heavy iron gate. There are a couple guards at the gate. And you can see, for instance, a catering truck drives up, and the guards talk to them for a moment and, check ID or whatever it is they're doing and let them through and then close the gate. And it looks like, there's heavy security.
How does the, at the sort of around the side, looking at the wall itself, is it sort of, have spikes and glass bottle shards on the top, or is it just a wall? And
it's just a wall. It is, fairly tall. 2.5 meters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's there's no razor wire or yeah.
Can you? I'll drive past the guard point and then basically, a little bit further up, I'll basically pull over next to the wall.
Okay.
Just out of sight of the young guards.
Okay.
Now maybe you can walk around the wall.
I don't think we can walk around her. I think this is surrounding the whole house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Walk around and look at it.
Outside of the wall and see if we can find a place where we can jump over the wall. No, we're not planning to go through the main door.
Hey, you could climb one of those trees.
He's not so tall. I climb on your shoulder.
Okay, so the road goes past, so the wall, the estate, is basically just a big, kind of rectangle with the main house in the middle. The road goes along one side of that, and then the other three sides are, just forested.
I don't know if I want to walk through a forest at this stage.
Lightly forested. It's not a heavy, thick, dark forest.
Still, there's lots of trees. Trees are evil.
Yes, there are plenty of trees.
Mind you, it is daytime.
Fine. You are scared of trees.
You haven't seen them in action.
For a good reason.
I see.
Okay, let's walk around.
Okay, let me see if I'm picturing this right. So the wall is on the front, and on the sides what we got is forest, or there's also a wall on the side that we can see through, through some trees.
Yeah, the wall goes all the way around.
Okay. Yeah, it's surrounded by this wall, but there's some kind of trees on the sides.
Then a road on one side and just rural forest on the other three sides.
Okay, got it.
Outside the wall.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if there are any trees close enough that we can actually climb and get over the fence.
Can just lift me up. You just lift me up. I'll climb over. It's easy.
Okay. I will, get my hands together. Help me out, Professor.
Yep, I'll help him out. We'll lift him up and get him over the fence.
Okay. I'm not going to bother making you guys roll for that or anything. So are you trying to toss him over the fence or just lift him up so Mr. LaRue can see over the fence?
I just want to get my head and shoulders to start with up on the top of the wall.
Yeah.
And I assume we're maybe halfway back along the side of the fence.
Okay, fair deal. So you can see into the estate. The grounds are very well manicured. Large garden areas, hedges, trees, shrubs, a big outdoor, kind of patio area, which is where it looks like the catering is setting up for the party.
Is that in front or in back?
That is in back.
Back, okay.
You can see some dogs roaming the property. Make a party luck roll, please.
40?
Okay, I think that's lower than mine.
25, yeah. So.
65.
09.
Okay.
Do these look like mean dogs?
They look like guard dogs.
Guard dogs, okay. And are there guard people walking around, or some sort of security obvious, other than the dogs?
None in evidence.
Yeah.
Except for the security at the gate.
Right.
And the house itself, what is it like?
It's a large stone manor house.
Couple stories.
A few stories tall, gables, a few turrets.
Is it, so it's sort of closer to the front gate, and then there's this big open area out behind, or is there a lot of open space between the house and the wall?
There is a lot of open space. If you think of a big rectangle, the house is basically in the middle of that rectangle.
Okay. And then there's a patio out back, and a formal entrance up front, and then gardens or whatever on the sides.
Yep.
And the wall...
Bluff our way in.
Is there a back gate? There's no road anywhere else, just the front gate.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, I will hop down. We will need some meat.
Sorry, there is a side entrance to the house.
Okay.
Right, so the road, so the gate, so from the road you would go through the gate, and there's a driveway, goes up to the big formal entrance in front, and then there's a little spur that comes off. Around the side, which you can see is where all the caterers are going. That would be the servants' entrance.
Must be a back exit to the patio.
Yeah.
Actually, question. How close is the wall from that side entrance?
Not very.
Okay.
Are there any trees in between?
There are some small fruit trees.
Okay. Does the house have any balcony type porches,
More than one, yes.
Okay,
do we want
very
to
very nice house. That?
How many did you see?
Huh?
You're up? How many guards did you see?
No guards, guard dogs. We will need some meat.
Ooh, why don't we just try to approach and say we're with the catering?
We will need sleepy meat.
Why don't we just approach and say we are with the catering?
What do you know about catering?
All of the, as you think about doing that, all of the caterers that you saw, that Mr. LaRue sees inside and that you saw.
Do what the other ones are saying.
Yeah, but everyone that you've seen that's been, let through and is milling around doing stuff inside the estate, their vehicles are marked. There's big signs on the side, such and such catering, music, whatever, right? And they're all in, some kind of servant's uniform.
Not
just random people in cars.
Do they get some introduction to the dogs as they come through the... I mean, the dogs are just roaming around, right? Loose?
That is correct, as near as you can tell. Make an idea roll, Mr. LaRue.
That is a success.
So as you were probably watching the dogs for, at least a little bit there, because you were concerned about them, as they are large, kind of scary-looking guard dogs. And you noticed that, the dogs don't move inside a certain perimeter.
Ooh.
You get the feeling that these are, very, very well-trained guard dogs. They are only patrolling a certain outside area.
Stay away from the road, and they stay away from the immediate near the house, and that way nobody's bothered once they make it through the perimeter.
Correct.
Mm.
Now, what if we intercept one of the catering trucks? And we go inside the stuff.
Shoot the caterers.
I am sure my brother will get an invite, I'm sure. I do not worry.
No, but we need to get
very
in.
Very good talker.
We need to get in. But not catering, how about if we grab one of the music? Because I can actually get us through the music.
So is the music?
Well, if they ask us questions, I can actually answer them, because I do have some music background.
But they're going to be only, they're going to provide only food.
No, there was music. It's a party.
Yeah, Mr. LaRue could see that they were setting up a small stage, as if there was going to be like a little chamber orchestra or something thing outside.
So what are you saying, Professor? Do we intercept one of the trucks before they go in and
That's what I'm thinking. We may have to, because either that. That's the only way I can think of us to get in there.
Yeah, because we have to go over the docks and then, back inside. We can be spotted at some point. And once we're inside, we don't know if the guys will recognize that we are not part of the catering service and so forth. So if we come as replacements, last-minute replacements, then that's in our story.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good plan.
Now, what's the catering? You said the trucks are labeled, right, on the outside, you know, with the catering service company name or something like that, Jim?
Yeah, Winchester Party Supplies, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. So the other option you call, if they have available people for another party, that means they will have another truck in their company. So we go to their company, and we don't have to intercept one of the ones that are going, which is more risky. I guess it's easier just to go there and steal one truck. I'm guessing, right? We can all die trying this out, but...
The catering company will be busy right now.
Yeah, but if they tell us they have, you know, available, we know they have a truck. They can supply it. So we can go to their establishment and get it.
Yes, there will be people there.
Yes, and
we can do that.
It's better to deal with people than with guard dogs, in my opinion.
About how many dogs? Was it like dozens or like three sort of going around that I saw?
You saw at least half a dozen. Oof.
Okay.
And they're gonna notice
we need to find a veterinarian.
I think we need to go with this catering idea.
It does occur to you, especially since Dr. Barker called earlier. It is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Their office, you would expect their offices to be closed.
But they must be open. I mean, they must be cooking.
Yes.
And so forth. So the actual business place must be full of people.
That is correct. But like their booking agent and so forth, if you wanted to call or show up in the office, is not
right,
going to be
right,
open.
Yeah, nice.
Well, we have a few options. I say we go and gather with your brother and the doctor and decide what to do. Let's go back to London.
Okay, now. Back to London.
First good thing you've said.
Okay, back to London.
With that, we will cut back to... Dr. Barker and the elder LaRue brother.
Okay. Are we still in the book launch?
I presume so. The author, what's his name, Mr. Harris, has come up and started speaking.
Hmm.
He's telling a lot of stories. Most of them are kind of witty stories that are kind of politely poking fun at... some of the famous hunters of the time. You get the idea that his book on quote safaris isn't really a book about his own safari adventures. It's more kind of a send up of the whole great white hunter culture.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right.
There's polite applause. There's laughter. He's very engaging.
Well received.
Yeah.
I would go ahead, Jonathan.
I'm just thinking, last time when I went over to speak to Miss Danby, were you saying that she didn't really notice what I was saying? She just walked away, and it was mainly the bodyguard who interrupted me, or?
That is correct.
Maybe I would try and wander over and talk to her at the end, and maybe...
Yeah.
Would sort of seem quite apologetic and just maybe, yeah, I'll have another go.
spot hidden roll?
That is a 0-6, actually.
As you even start to head in that direction, in her direction, you can see the bodyguard. The bodyguard catches your eye, mm-hmm. and you can see he has a look like, don't even bother trying, pal. I know who you are. You're not getting close.
Oh. I've got my plan for later. Big apology gift. I'm an idiot.
Can I try a last-ditch attempt to just sort of... I want to try and catch her eye somehow. So I'll
Well, Doctor, hopefully someone has a heart attack and you can come to the rescue.
Make an app times 5 roll, Doctor.
That is 34 out of 80. Yes, 80.
Okay. Yeah, you catch her eye. She gives you a little smile and a wink, and
I will smile back.
She starts, as the talk ends, the author kind of sits down, and people start queuing up a little bit to get their books signed. She's still kind of working the room, and you can see she's starting to make her way in your direction.
Okay. I will drift that way.
She eventually makes her way to you. Well, good afternoon. I don't believe we've met. Miss Freeman Danby.
Dr. Edward Dunn, nice to meet you.
And you can see the bodyguard is standing behind her, looking at, he's clearly looking at you. He knows who you are, obviously. Mm. But since Miss Danby, sought you out, he's not interfering.
Okay.
What did you think of Mr. Harris's little talk there? Very funny, I thought. Very droll.
It was very, yes. Interesting perspective, isn't it?
Are you a hunter yourself, Mr. Dunn, or just...
Call me Edward.
Hi, Edward. She smiles, flashes her teeth.
No, not really. Never had much time for that myself. I'm going to read her and try and go off what she's thinking.
Psychology.
Get the impression I need to do the opposite of whatever. That is a success.
Okay. You can see, from her body language, she's kind of leaning into you as she talks. Mm-hmm. the two of you shook hands, she's, kind of kept her hand on your arm. She's given you all the signals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I will respond in kind and
chat for another minute or two. Are you doing anything this evening, Mr. Dunn? Edward.
No.
I'm having a party at my estate up in Hampshire. Perhaps you'd like to come.
Oh, that would be delightful. Yes.
She gives you a look and a smile, and she's, oh well, wonderful. Please definitely be there. It'll be we're starting at 8.
Oh wow!
What a
delight this day has been. Yeah. I wasn't expecting this to be as entertaining, but you have brightened my day.
She's visibly appreciative of your words. She chats for another few seconds and then kind of politely excuses herself. I so look forward to seeing you tonight. And then she kind of continues to work the room, moves off.
Okay, I will step back and give the bodyguard a wide berth.
And the bodyguard kind of looks at you. He gives you a little nod, a little grin. Okay. Good job. That was well done. He very clearly knows what you've done here, and he is appreciative of the your skill in doing so.
Okay.
So
take that, Frenchie.
Zing.
Okay. I will. I guess I'm going to go and get my book signed.
Okay. Queue up. He signs your book, says, thank you for coming.
Okay. Great.
Yes, get my book signed as well, and head on outside. Meet back up with the doctor. Well, that did not go as planned.
Not really, no. But, I have a party to prepare for.
That is okay. I think I will be able to make it up to her.
I think we should definitely we should arrive separately, and we shouldn't.
Yes, definitely keep it separate.
I would obviously make sure she's left before I go over to talk to her.
Right.
Well, you guys said you were going outside, so.
Yeah.
So no problem.
Okay. Let's head back to our. Where were we actually? Were we at your hotel room, or were we at my apartment? Wherever we were, we'll go back to wait for the others.
That would have been the hotel.
Okay.
Sometime later, they do show up.
Okay. So, did you have any luck?
It's got guards and guard dogs. We're going to have to get in catering and big walls, so I don't know if you can pull some strings and see if we can get us in, get three people into their into catering.
Well, okay, so now you know the name of the catering company.
Yes.
I can be my brother's manservant.
Yes,
you carry the flowers.
Yeah, all the gifts that I'm going to have to bring Miss Danby.
Oh yeah, how did you guys go?
Not well, Professor. Well,
mixed results.
The doctor here is quite suave.
Well, maybe Mr. Craig can be your manservant, Doctor.
Mm. They know him, no?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. I mean,
true.
So
there will be room for a driver and a personal servant.
They're not going to let the driver in, and they're not going to.
They'll put them in the servant side.
Mm.
But they'll let the
you
driver.
You would leave a
in.
Car out in the road.
I suppose.
Yeah, no, the driver would get into the grounds, which would be okay. He'd be on site. So, Mr. Krieg, do you want to be the driver?
I can be the driver. Yeah.
Okay, so
it's just getting me
what's
in.
Right.
If you can get me, I mean, if you can get me in with speak to the catering and maybe get me in as part of the orchestra.
Where is the catering company based?
Well, we got the name.
So it was Winchester.
Winchester.
Right. So obviously they're preparing stuff somewhere. Do we think they'll be preparing that at their? Yeah, they will have some kitchen and warehouse somewhere. You could always go there. What, Professor? You're a what? 50-year-old academic. I mean, I'm looking for a part-time job as a caterer.
No. If we could get me in with the music section, because I can actually play music.
You haven't, but the band will know you are not with them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could just show up and be like, oh, hey, this guy sent me.
I mean, the musicians might come individually. It's just, but
the only other thing I can think of is that
Professor, how good are you at how good are you at bluffing your way past people?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay at it.
Because you could always put on a fancy costume.
I'm not that great with it.
Mm. Okay, scratch that.
Yeah,
this is going to be a sort of a major social gathering. So lots of people will be arriving. They clearly won't have a sort of I don't have an actual invitation. It's just turn up and say I was invited. So you could, potentially turn up where. Nice enough suit and...
I've got good suits, and I mean, I could even use my credit rating, which would be better to try to get me
in. Yeah, it's worth a try. I just don't see yourself... I don't see you getting in with catering staff, and...
Yeah. The Frenchie would be more likely to get in as catering staff.
Yeah, so, okay, well, if...
What do you say?
The two brothers are going to try and get in... right, you go in one car, I'll go in my car with Mr. Krieg.
Yeah.
And the professor can...
I'll go in a walk.
Just hire a car or something and...
I've got a car. I've already got a car.
Well, there you go.
Yes, okay. But I think, then we'll need to rent a car, because I don't think I don't think I have a
sense.
Car.
Yeah. Which makes sense, because you're visiting.
Yeah, cause I'm in, yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
Go rent a car, and then I'm going to have my brother help me collect some apology gifts / buttering up ammunition for Miss Danby.
And she won't be at the gate, so this is going to fail horribly, but that's okay.
No, that's okay, because what I'm going to do is we're going to go stop, drop it off, say, oh, I knew she was going to be here, she was telling me about the party, I just wanted to drop this off for her, and then I'm just going to park, we'll park down the road for a little bit.
I'd first try to get in.
Yeah, see if I can give it to her in person.
Yes.
You should just
and
say,
I have enough, and I have enough money to probably bribe the person at the gate, so.
Well, if it's the bodyguard.
Well, then I'm boned, but.
But you could always, you could always claim somewhat, you know, I am French.
Culture difference, yeah.
Yeah.
The bodyguard won't be there, they've already got two security guards at the gate.
Well, perfect then.
Anyway, you're not going to get to talk to her until you've gone through the bodyguard, I would not imagine. So he's probably, yeah, whether it's at the front gate or it's somewhere.
That's okay. I might have enough money to bribe him too. We'll see. I might have to stop by the bank.
Just you know, if you can maybe bluff a bit and
I can tell you now, you're not going to bribe the bodyguard.
No, but I do have
the bodyguard's going to be a Shan. He's on the list, so.
I do have a 75 persuade, so I've
go.
Got a pretty good chance.
Okay. I think, let's get everything set up for tonight. So you go and get presents and flowers and expensive things.
Yes.
Let's get Mr. Krieg a chauffeur outfit and maybe an outrageous false mustache. I will go back to my apartment and put on my finest suit.
Jim?
Tux or something.
Yes, sir.
Can I try calling through my contacts through the university to see if I can get myself an invite?
You can, but no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a level of society well above anyone who actually works at a university.
Okay.
Different income brackets.
Yeah, okay. I'll just try to wing it. Then.
You can do it, Professor. All right, so I guess...
Of course, we haven't yet decided what we're going to do once we're in the party, so...
it's a big house, you know?
Yeah.
The bodyguard can't be anywhere, everywhere at the same time.
Mm, okay, I think we should, once we're inside, we should as much as possible, assuming we get in, try to not associate with each other. You know, keep to our separate groups, because otherwise,
yeah,
if one person gets chucked out, we don't want all the others to get chucked out.
Yeah. Right.
Mr. Krieg and I will try as much as possible to keep away from Miss Danby and the bodyguard.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So if we manage to infiltrate the house somehow, what's the objective? Are we gonna look for the?
We need one ticket. That should be our primary goal. So if we can get either one from her.
Bodyguard or her.
More likely the bodyguard is the one that is going to have it with him.
Yeah,
unless
but we
both
don't.
Of them are, you know, on the safe.
I mean, the thing is, Mr. Krieg, if you can try to get into the house and try to look in some of the other rooms. If we can find a ticket in the house... Without having to
get in any combat or trouble,
yeah,
that would be best.
Trouble. Is it, Jim? Is it publicly known that she's going to be on this trip?
Yep.
Okay. So, I suppose one of us could actually just talk to her about it, and you know, flatter her a bit and, oh, that must be so exciting.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Can I see it? Can I see your... I don't know, but...
Yeah, right.
Remember that the other guy that had it on the safe, he took it out to show it to us.
We could just flatter her somehow to...
Well, you could... You
I mean, if the Chang is not active... If the Chang is not active, they have no reason to suspect that we're going to steal the ticket, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be nighttime.
Actually, the doctor, you're currently in favor, maybe you could try to get her to get you an invite on the plane, on the airship.
Well, okay, so I get in her pants, and then she invites me on the trip. Okay, perfect.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, just don't get infested by a Shan.
Gold digger.
Okay. So do we have anything we need to prepare apart from, you know, get the appropriate uniform, get the hire a car.
Hire a car, get presents. That's what we're doing.
I think I will take my handgun, but I suppose if they pat us down, you know, if they let us in with it, that's great. If not,
yeah, I'm going to take out the nerve whip because I think I have absolutely no idea what it is, and the shotgun's going to be hidden in the car. Jim?
Yep.
I'm going to hire a driver for the night.
Okay. Yep. You're not going to be a problem.
Basically, make it a bit more legitimate.
Gerard, am I going as your brother or your servant? Which game do we play?
Well, either one. If you go as a servant, you could go through and maybe get into the house. Yeah, I know you are quite sneaky. But if you came as my brother, that would lend to my story, as I had told her I had a friend that I was going to bring. But that might make her more angry. So maybe servant would be better as the driver.
Yep.
Yeah, given the way your last conversation ended, offering now to bring a friend is probably not the best
time. Yeah, exactly. Exactamon. So, I think, after I spend about, let's say $100 on various assorted flowers and chocolates and perfume and stuff.
Okay.
And a nice arrangement and... write a nice card, partially in English, partially in French, of course. And hire a car. And then, brother, do you need a nicer suit? Maybe a driver's uniform? Maybe we should buy you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll go outfit my brother and then get ready for the party.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, you're able to acquire everything you need to. That's not going to be a problem. You guys, you know, you all kind of collectively, individually, in your various groups, make your way up to Hampshire.
Okay.
And the time of the party approaches.
I guess I'm thinking I should go first because I have a legitimate
You're all good. You should make your way into the party before they get suspicious of anyone.
Yeah. So I think let's not turn up early. Let's not turn up on time. Let's turn up
fashionably late.
Yeah. When I want there to be enough guests already there that I'm not going to be sort of standing out. So 9 o'clock, maybe? It starts at 8?
Yep.
Okay. I will...
All right, so if you
my chauffeur to drive me in.
Well,
I can hear the guard
actually, dogs. Actually, wouldn't the professor want to go in first? Since the musicians would probably want to be there earlier than the party starting.
I'm not a musician.
He's not going to be a musician.
Oh, okay.
I'm going as Professor James Cronenworth, famous archaeologist.
Oh well, naturally.
Famous okay, American archaeologist.
Sorry, I'm back. I slipped out a few seconds. So, I'm sorry. What are we doing? Am I driving?
So you're driving. Dr. Edward Dunn is my name for this evening.
Okay.
Don't really know if the false name is necessary.
So. I'm going to be your driver with full uniform and hat and everything. Okay.
And so you.
I mean, if you get taken to the servants' area or somewhere, you can maybe start to wander around, but obviously try not to get caught.
Yeah, so, sounds good.
So you guys go first, then I'll come in second.
Mm-hmm.
As a famous archaeologist, which I am.
And then the Frenchies.
I'll crawl my way back third.
Should
I rent the night tuxedo so I can change once I am in sight?
maybe keep one. Yeah, keep one in the boot of the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just wear it under your driver uniform so you could just quick change.
Find a telephone booth. Yeah.
Just a broom closet. Boom.
Just make sure that telephone booth is not bigger on the inside.
Okay.
So 8 o'clock rolls around, 9 o'clock rolls around. Dr. Barker and Mr. Krieg, you show up at the gate.
Mm-hmm. Does it look like there's lots of people there already?
There are. You can see. There's a number of cars parked off to the side.
Right.
As you drive up, you're not the only ones that are arriving. A little bit late, so there's a car ahead of you. The guards talk to the driver for a moment. The car goes in. You drive up, and the guard comes up to Mr. Krieg. Name?
I will give him the name of the doctor, the fake one. The doctor...
The guard checks a list and says, okay, you can drive up and let Mr. Dunn out at the front entrance, and then please drive around to the side where you see the other cars parked there. Sorry.
Thank you. Pull up the window and continue driving.
Okay.
Following the instructions... So, are we on the list? I didn't get that.
Yeah, well, I was on the list.
Yes, the doctor is on the list.
Nice. Yes. Okay, park the car, and I guess we need to get the tuxedo out, doctor.
So you let
me off at the
Yep. So you pull up to the front entrance, and a servant comes and opens the door for Dr. Barker.
Mm.
And says, "Welcome, sir. Welcome. Please come in. Party is on the back lawn, and he kind of gives you, you can see people kind of milling through the house and kind of the general direction of where people are headed.
Mm-hmm. I've just changed my mind about something. I'm going to leave the gun in the car, in the glove compartment.
Okay,
but I will have a couple of pouches of powder.
Fair enough.
Seems more appropriate for a party.
Powder, I don't think.
Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Krieg, would pull the car around to the side and parks the car.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and we'll come back to you two in a moment. Sure. So a few minutes later, I presume, Professor Cromworth in his hire car shows up.
No, I'm in my own car, but I've got a hired driver.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. With your hired driver shows up. The guard comes up to the driver. The driver, says, name, Professor James Cromworth. What is your credit rating, Professor Cromworth?
45.
The guard looks at the driver and says, there's no Professor Cromworth on the list. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Excuse me, is there a problem?
Yes, you're not invited to this party, sir.
But I was. I spoke to them, and they said that I was to be invited to the party. I'm a famous American archaeologist.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, you're not on the list.
Look, I need to get in to speak to the lady.
Bribe.
Yeah, and I'll pull out a, £10 note and go, would this help?
You can see he almost wants to just laugh at you. Clearly, you are not used to dealing with this level of society, sir. If you want to contact Miss Freeman Danby, you can You can call her secretary in the morning. Please leave. And you can see the other guard has come around to the other side of your car, looking vaguely threatening. And your hired driver kind of looks back at you. I think we should do what they say, sir.
Okay, we'll drive on. And we'll head back, away.
Fair enough.
Down the road a little bit and pull over to the side. I'll see whether or not the others get through.
Okay. As you do that, you see the car with the LaRue brothers in it pass you. You probably wave, give them a little, you know, the shrug. Couldn't get in, sorry. And the LaRue brothers arrive to the gate. The guard walks up to the younger LaRue brother, who is apparently driving. Yes, name?
Bonsoir, Monsieur LaRue.
LaRue, how do you spell that? He looks at the list. What is your credit rating, Senior LaRue?
It is 50.
I'm sorry, sir, you're not on the list. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I will pull out enough 20-pound notes for 100, so 5 20-pound notes, and I'll be like, you know, I was speaking with Miss Denby earlier at the book signing. Unfortunately, I misspoke, unfortunately, out of turn. I wanted to apologize to her, and I kind of, like, point to this gift basket while at the same time slipping this money up at the window to the guy.
He looks down his nose at you like you've insulted him. If Miss Danby wanted to invite you to the party, you would be on the list. I'm going to have to ask you both to leave.
Well, I have bought this gift for her and wrote this note. May I leave it for her with you?
Persuade roll or fast talk. Persuade.
Persuade.
Persuade. Yeah, you're not going to fast talk him into delivering a gift.
Of course, that's a fail. 87 over 75 on the one roll that I need.
We're a little too
in the world. It won't help you if you can't roll dice.
Yeah,
we're too busy for that now. If you would like to drop off a gift for Miss Danby, you can do it in the morning.
Very well. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Bonsoir. We'll pull out and I guess go to the rejects corner with.
I'll say, Joseph, do you want to try and sneak in? I can take the car back.
We need sleepy meat.
Sleepy meat.
I'll have shown you where the chloroform is before.
I presume the two of you drive back to join Professor Cromworth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his hired driver, who's now wondering what the heck is going on here.
He's like, so I get paid for our own party.
I'll get out. I'll pay the driver. I'll give the driver some money. Say, take the car back to the hotel. And I'll name the hotel, and then the rest of the night's yours.
He looks at you kind of strange, like this is a strange night. But he,
this is like he does so. As you report to the police.
I'll pay him extra and say it's just been a normal night.
So he drives off. You are with the LaRue brothers. We will cut to Mr. Krieg, who is around the side of the house with the other drivers.
Yeah, everyone is smoking, I guess, talking. Yep. I'll just get closer to them, listen to what they're saying, see if they mention any big names that I can use later on. You know, who are they working for and so forth.
Well, this crowd is very professional, so they're not, you know, they're not really, they're not gossip. They're very this is very high society. They're very good staff, you know. So they're talking about, you know, sporting events. They're talking about, you know, just general world stuff. They're not really gossiping or anything about the people they work for or the party or anything like that.
Okay, I will try to mingle for a while. As I assess, you know, the house, you know, how many people do I see, where the guard dogs, things like that. I want to start, like, looking for places where I can breaking into the house as well without being noticed.
Okay. Well, you know very quickly figure out that you can, you know, they are allowing the drivers in the servant's entrance into the kitchen. You know, they nice. Do have some you know, food set up there for the drivers who want to just come snack, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And you know, you can see the guard dogs patrolling the perimeter of the grounds. You can hear the you know, a chamber orchestra playing out back, and you know, you can hear just kind of a general rush of conversation, you know, as there, you know, lots of people kind of milling about in the back of the house where the party is actually happening.
I will go for a snack into the kitchen. Okay. And pretty much do the same, you know, see if I can easily get in the house through the kitchen, or if there is a guard, or, you know, whatever.
There aren't any guards. There is, however, quite a bit of staff that's, you know, coming and going and, you know, grabbing platters of food and, you know, moving out, you know, clearly, you know, taking food out to the guests. And so there's a lot of activity, you know, so you could certainly easily get into the house, but you're not going to do it without someone seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you are hanging about the kitchen, we will cut to Dr. Barker.
I will, I guess, grab a glass of something and mingle.
Okay. Mingling happens. Like I say, there's, you know, this is, you know, high society. Mm-hmm. There is even some minor royalty here. There's, you know, you know, the chamber orchestra out back. Most people are kind of, you know, milling about the garden because it is a nice, you know, the music is playing. It's a, you know, beautiful July evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see Miss Danby wandering around.
Okay, I will, I guess,
greeting her guests, being the gracious host.
Wander over to her at some point, or just wait for her to come to me.
Mr. Dunn, so glad you could come.
Ah, Miss Danby, you have a wonderful mansion, very, very beautiful, but it pales in comparison to your own beauty tonight.
Oh, you flatterer. She's very, you know, she's clearly very happy with the flattery, of course, but...
Okay, well, I will continue with the flattery and just generally be a bit sycophantic and laugh at all her jokes and listen to her stories and...
Okay. She is spending, you know, a seemingly inordinate amount of time with you. She is very interested.
Okay.
You know, not to the point of completely neglecting her other guests. You know, as she's chatting with you, she, you know, jumps out to, you know, chat with, you know, other guests, but then, you know, kind of keeps drifting back to you, let's say. Hmm.
Then I guess at some point I will... So, what's your... Any big travel plans coming up soon? Where are you off to next?
Oh, yes, I'm taking the circumnavigation with the German Zeppelin. So looking forward to that. It's going to be so exciting.
Well, I hear it's very difficult to get tickets for that, but naturally, I can see where you would be going.
Yes, it should be quite an adventure.
So
she says. She says with a twinkle in her eye.
Okay. Can I try and read her on that?
You can, yeah.
Psychology. Success.
So yeah, you know, she's definitely, you know, excited about the trip. She's looking forward to it. You know, as much for the, you kind of get the feeling from her that it's more about, you know, the luxury and the what's the word? The fashionability, I guess, you know, of the trip, of being able to say that she was on it, you know, rather than, you know, the actual kind of technical aspects of, oh, look, circumnavigation, right?
Mm-hmm. How long is the trip?
A full month, I believe.
Oh, it's longer than I thought. Mm-hmm.
Yes, fortunately, you know, and I haven't quite decided. She kind of, you know, gives you a little, you know, a little wink. who I'm going to be taking with me, but there's a few possibilities.
Oh, you have two tickets? You have more than two tickets?
Oh.
I say with sort of amazement and adoration.
Well, Mr. Dunn, I find traveling alone to be so boring.
Oh, you are so right. Yes. I
innuendo completely intended, so. The night progresses. We will cut back to Professor Cromworth and the LaRue brothers.
Well,
left out in the cold, as it were. Although
well, I always have a deck of cards with me for just such occasions, and perhaps I can get a little bit of money off of some of my compatriots.
Yes.
I will sit back and listen to the music that's wafting through from the party.
The music of Beric Sam.
Remembering the music of the spheres.
Yep. I think we're just going to wait.
We're basically waiting the party out. We're going to wait to see how the Doctor and Mr. Krieg go. I don't think we're going to try to get over the fence.
Unless we just want to drive through the gate.
No.
I don't think that's a good idea, mon frère.
When I taught you, nah, I thought you had more brains than that.
Okay, we'll cut to Mr. Krieg, who is in the kitchen, chatting up the maid servants and having his fill of sandwiches and canapé and whatever else.
Okay. Is there a bathroom here, I ask?
Yes, it's right there. They indicate a door that's like right off the kitchen.
I will go back to the car at some point. You know, I got my hat still on.
Yeah.
And I'm using it very close to my nose so they cannot actually see my face very clearly.
Okay.
So I will go back to the car and get the tuxedo and at some point go to the bathroom so I can change.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to do that. That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. And once I'm changed and I kind of try to leave the bathroom and go into the party.
Okay. As you start to make your way up from the kitchen into the party area, a butler steps up to you and says, you know, looks at you and says, I don't believe you're part of the party, sir.
I beg your pardon? What do you mean? I'm here. I'm not. So can you please let me go through?
No, I don't think so. Perhaps we should check with security just to be on the safe side.
But I'm... Okay. But I'm a driver. I should be part of the party. Or should I stay here?
Yes. The drivers should wait out with their cars, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's fine. I'll go back. go back to the kitchen then.
Just as an out-of-game aside, because I think it's kind of funny about the comment about them being good. Yes, the butler has a skill of art spot plebe, and it is very high. So,
spot plebe, I love that skill. That's awesome. I'm sorry, gutter trash, get out of here.
Did you just get the ticket? Then I take.
I have to say,
auto spot anyone with credit rating under 80 or something.
Well, I should have tried my credit rating of 65.
It's not high enough anyway.
You can take the man out of Boston, but...
I don't remember which game it was, but there was a great one also of Run With Pants Down. A character, a NPC had to run with pants around ankles or something like that.
So Mr. Krieg is... back out with the car.
I go back to the car and put my hat back and You know, I guess I will wait for the doctor or for something to happen then.
Okay. We will go back to Dr. Parker, who is enjoying the party, no doubt.
Yes. Am I still with Miss Denby?
Yep. She's, you know, she's doing the same thing. She's, you know, not neglecting her other guests, but she is definitely, giving you her favor, shall we say.
I will say, I'm just thinking that a whole month on an airship. Won't you miss any other events?
Well, I'm sure there's some parties that I'll have to miss and so forth. But oh, just think of the stories I'll have when I come back.
Yes, it's okay.
So, did you have anything else in particular you wanted to do other than just chat up Miss Danby, or?
Well, ideally I want her to show me the tickets. So I'd guess looking for a way to encourage that line of conversation.
Okay.
Not quite sure how to say that other than invite me up to your bedroom and show me your tickets.
All right. Well, no. You're kind of making reference to the tickets and that sort of thing. She, as that conversation is progressing, she opens her handbag.
Okay.
And pulls out two tickets. Oh, I keep them with me all the way. I keep them with me all the time. They're very valuable, you know.
Wow. Are they sort of? They're fancy and embossed and...
Yeah, well, and they look like the other ones you have.
Yeah, I will sort of reach out as if to sort of say, may I touch one?
Are you sure you want to do that?
Well, no, I won't grab for them. I will just sort of, be suitably impressed and...
Well, they're not that special. Yeah. They are just tickets, after all. She puts them back in her handbag.
Okay. Well, at least I don't need to go search in her house now. Okay, I guess I will...
She is giving you all the signs. Unless you're a complete noob, she very clearly expects you to be spending the night with her.
Okay, well, I will encourage that line of thought and just continue to drink and chat, and I'll give all the signs back to her.
Okay. So we will just progress the party then, unless anyone else has something else in particular they want to do, as Mr. Krieg is waiting by the car and the others are waiting outside. You're all just waiting, I presume?
Yep. Just okay. Waiting for the fireworks.
Yeah.
So the party progresses late into the night. Until around midnight or so, it starts to break up and, people start to head off. Around, let's say, 12:30, Mr. Krieg, one of the butlers, kind of seeks you out, out by the parked cars and says, Mr. Dunn has been invited to spend the evening. We will make sure that he has a car for him. In the morning, you can leave.
Isn't there a place where I can stay? The doctor doesn't like to have other drivers. He's very picky about that. You know, eccentricities.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
No, I believe we can fix you up. We can fix you up a small cot in the servants' quarters. That should not be a problem. This way, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'll follow him.
Okay. You do so. He, takes you to a little. There's basically just a cot in the servants' quarters with a little blanket over it.
Damn it, doctor!
Dr. Barker, your evening progresses as expected. Basically after all the guests, you know, leave, or you know, they've mostly left or draining out. You know, Freeman Danby takes you up to her large, sumptuous bedroom, and things progress as you would expect.
Oh, well. It's a hard life, but someone's got to do it.
You can, you know, see, you know, she changes into, you know, sexy negligee, and you know, some stuff happens off camera. the camera pans away as the weird music starts to, you know, comes up.
Okay.
Make a spot hidden roll.
Spot hidden. Yes.
You can see as she's, you know, changing and kind of moving around, and you know, clothes are being discarded. She does at one point take the tickets out of her handbag and puts them under her pillow.
Okay.
The night progresses as you would expect, and the morning comes.
Okay.
I haven't slept at all, Jim.
Okay.
Just sitting there in the window waiting for something to happen or see the doctor running out.
Okay. The other three, Professor Cromworth and the Krieg brothers, are you still the Krieg brothers, the LaRue brothers?
LaRue brothers.
Are you still waiting out by the road all night, or at some point are you just going to give up?
Yeah.
I believe that we gave up and went to enjoy the the pleasures of London town.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about an hour after the party has basically dissolved and we no sign of the doctor, we'll probably head back to town.
Well, either Mr. Dunn is having a good evening or they're both dead. So either way, exactly. Let's go.
Either way.
Either way, we're okay.
I don't know them.
Okay. So the morning...
Well, we didn't hear gunshots or anything like that, and so...
So the morning comes.
Can I, let's see, around sort of... So she's put the tickets under her pillow.
Yes.
Is she sleeping quite deeply?
She is sleeping, yes.
Okay. I will sort of have sort of around, let's say, 3 in the morning, something like that, 4 in the morning, I will have a go at trying to remove the tickets.
Man, it's sad. That, it's a sad thing that you said you left your chloroform at home.
Okay. So, you know, slip your hand under the pillow and swipe the tickets. That's what this kind of thing you're going for. Yeah. Give me a dex times 4 roll.
Okay, 36. Oh, 26 success.
Yep. So you manage to, you know, she kind of rolls over a little bit as you do so, but you manage to swipe the tickets. Yes.
Okay. Then I will slip out of bed, get dressed, and make my way down the stairs, looking... Yeah, I will have a big smile on my face, and I'll just nod at any bodyguards and sort of, can you direct me to my driver, sort of.
Yeah, there's a, you know, there's a butler, you know, kind of gives you the knowing look. And, yeah, directs you out to where Mr. Krieg is waiting.
Okay, Mr. Krieg, let's go.
All right. I kind of hurry back to the car, get in the car, turn the engine on, turn around, and leave the house.
Okay.
Okay.
So the two of you make your way back to London, and I think that's a good place to call it.
Well played, Doctor. Well played.
Yeah. Yes, I managed to convince her of the error of her Shan worshipping ways, and yes, she voluntarily gave me the tickets.
We better leave town quickly.
We have to leave this city. We have to leave England, I'd say.
Yeah.
Very quickly. I thought you're fine, you're going to get a ticket. We've already got enough tickets for the rest of us.
I have to say, that was the best getting the tickets so far. No one died. Some people even had fun. I mean, that was...
Yeah, the doctor got to school.
There is one problem, though.
We
They know you have the tickets, and when we get to New York, they can be waiting for you outside.
Now that she doesn't have tickets to get on the Zeppelin.
Oh, I apologize, by the way. The tickets that you got, Doctor, are actually not just the Zeppelin tickets. She also has two tickets for the Orient Express.
Okay. So how many Orient Express tickets do we have?
And from her conversation, she was planning to, take the Orient Express to Friedrichshafen and take the Zeppelin from there. Right. She was not going to sail to New York and get on in Lakehurst.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to New York. We're not. I'm going to Friedrichshafen because that's just
that's because they cannot cross or leave the island.
The reason to go to Friedrichshafen is we could perhaps destroy the Zeppelin before it even takes off.
No, there's going to be too many people.
Why did we gather all these bloody tickets if we're just going to blow it up? We could have done that.
I don't know. No. I've been wondering that for quite a while, why we're gathering the tickets and not just trying to sabotage
because
ultimately it's not the Zeppelin that we're after. We're after the carrier and this helio wall device.
Yeah, but if the Zeppelin doesn't go, then...
Then they still have the device that they can find another way to disperse.
All we actually need is one brave volunteer to go onto the Zeppelin and blow it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, we can't blow it up until after...
Everyone's on it, and it's in the air.
Yeah, but that's going to destroy the device as well, isn't it?
The note said
they only get one shot.
Right, once it's deployed, as soon as it's in the air.
We just need to stop it.
So we need to get to New York and find the carrier.
If we can stop the device, cross the water to the starting point, await their craft, and embark. Helio wall will start automatically once the air vehicle has left the ground. Right, so from New York, we just need to make sure it doesn't get back around in 28 days.
Yeah, so basically, we need to get to New York and find the carrier. That's our main objective at the moment.
When is the Zeppelin due to leave?
Wasn't it like the 28th of this month?
It was August. We still have just enough time, conveniently, to easily get there. August 8th from Lakehurst. We have a month.
And August 1st or 2nd or something like that from...
First from
Friedrichshafen. Yep.
So we have a month. Basically, we should leave in the morning, Monday morning, to the town on the coast again and catch a boat to Southampton.
Actually, okay. One good thing is if you've stolen tickets for the Orient Express, then they will think that we're going to Friedrichshafen.
Yeah.
So us going to New York will actually put them off our trail, hopefully, for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if stolen tickets will potentially be replaced for somebody, like if her tickets could get voided and replaced for somebody.
Well, no, wait, don't we have some other thing, don't we, that we need to fill in with the names of...
That is correct, yeah. None of the tickets have names on them or any identifying things other than a serial number. Yes, and you have a form that is supposed to be sent to Friedrichshafen listing names, passengers, mm-hmm. ticket numbers, that sort of thing.
So we currently have 6 Zeppelin tickets. Mm-hmm. And how many Orient Express tickets?
Oh, we had 3 or 4.
Yeah, but that's the train. That's not that's
yeah. Right.
Yeah,
that's, we can get more.
Sure. Yeah, okay. For sure. The lead here is they're
expected to travel on the train, right? And
yes.
As I was saying, probably there's a reason why they want to take the train. So maybe we should go on that train.
They want to go from the beginning, don't they?
Yeah, probably. That's what I was thinking.
So do we think that the bodyguard still has the grand sort of leave-in, and that's
where all the press is going to be. That's where all the sort of...
Right.
And that's where all the security is going to be. We need to go in New York.
Yeah, but we should be fine.
Not sure about that.
We have the tickets, and we will have valid tickets. So
yeah. The only thing is, Doctor, as I said, that she knows you stole the tickets, right? So probably she's gonna be there with the police waiting for you or whatever. So you need to do a makeover to yourself before we take that zeppelin. Color your hair.
I think
get a mustache, glasses.
I just get the impression that
game.
Yeah, these tickets are so hard to come by that even if she turned up without a ticket, they would not let her on.
No, I know, but I'm not saying in the zeppelin, but on the outside area, you know. Before we,
I mean, I don't think there would be a problem with people getting in with the tickets. I think the only problem that could happen is if she reported the tickets stolen with your description.
So exactly, we go back tomorrow and we assassinate her.
That's what I
mean. Well, and they will they void the serial number. I mean, they know, presumably they know that they sent ticket number 78 and 79 to Danby, and she calls up and says they were stolen.
We've got the list.
Yeah, you would.
No, but how did the tickets show up in the mail? Like, she got the tickets from somebody. Somebody mailed her the tickets, and they would keep a record of where they mailed them to. Not who's going to use them.
Mr. Timmons was the one who actually sent the tickets.
Yeah, what? And he's dead now. So the fact is, I think the group in the UK, mm-hmm. you know, with Timmons at the top, obviously.
You think Timmons had all the tickets?
Yeah, all of them. I'm fairly sure they've sort of organized their Shan cells, you know, like this.
Remember,
so
they were asking Timmons if they could get tickets, and he said no.
Oh, that's true. Tickets are unaccounted for.
We've got the list. We just need to put our names on that list to match those ticket numbers, and then basically send that to the Zeppelin company.
So does the bodyguard still have a ticket, do you think?
No.
I think she had the two. Tickets. Yeah.
Well, but do you think there were actually three?
Three tickets.
I mean, if she was serious about inviting somebody along.
Yes.
Have we got all the ticket numbers that were on the list, Jim?
Oh, that's interesting.
You have a number of tickets equal to the number of names that were on the list.
The list that has to get filled in
is much longer. I mean, it's just a form, right?
It's just a form. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Which means there's more tickets out there than just a number of names on the list.
Oh, of course. There's going to be a lot of people there, right? That's why we need to be careful when we go around looking for the carrier. And if we run into the bodyguard, then we need to kill him. That's it.
That will not be easy.
He will recognize the doctor. Unless we get a very good disguise for him, which is what I'm thinking. But one step at a time. Let's get to.
But we're headed to the U.S. though, not to Friedrichshafen.
No, I say we go to Germany, and the reason why is because if they set it up. If they set it up on you know, as soon as they leave from Germany, then we lost our chance.
They won't. It's in New York. No.
Yeah,
it's
and
in New York.
And we have the full time, and we have the full time of the circumnavigation, even if it gets past that point, because they just have to not finish the circumnavigation.
Mm.
Yeah, the device is already in New York, we think.
Yeah.
Carrier.
No, we know the device has gone to New York.
Well, we know that there's a note that says the device is in New York.
Now, what we should do is see who is actually getting into the Zeppelin in New York. If not everyone came to Germany to take it from the very beginning, which will make sense for me if I wanted to be part of such event, right? I would like to take the whole trip. And if I had enough money to buy one of these tickets, then I will have enough money to get to Germany.
But if you had enough money, you wouldn't worry about the money. You wouldn't worry about
exactly. That's what I'm saying. If I had the money, then I will get to Germany and enjoy the whole adventure, not just wait for it in New York.
Well, yeah, but and I'll remind you guys too that the leaving of Germany is not kind of the pomp and circumstance leaving.
Oh, okay.
Right, because they're flying to Lakehurst, which is just flying to Lakehurst. And then from Lakehurst is where they're doing, you know, the big ceremony and, you know, all the news cameras, and that's in the big party, if you will. Because remember, they're the itinerary, they then immediately turn around and come back east again and fly right back over Europe.
Right.
From Lakehurst.
We might rather go in comfort on a luxury liner across the ocean than in the Zeppelin.
Mm.
But
I think, I mean, my vote is to go to New York.
Okay.
We have
some time to work out what we're going to do next.
Yeah. But whatever we do, we have to leave London quickly.
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks to the doctor.
Yeah, let's thank the doctor. That was well done.
Yes, quite.
A big sacrifice. And
He took one for the team.
Exactly. The big red. And,
all right.
And I should say goodnight, just as an aside.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week, then.
Yeah.
Good time, guys. Yep. Have a good week.
Later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.